Hello everyone. You are listening to Money Control's daily podcast, which brings you the best of our editor's picks newsletter in an audio format. This exclusive newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Narin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. Stephen Schwarzman, CEO of the world's largest alternative asset management firm, Blackstone, says that the private equity giant plans to double the company's exposure to India to $100 billion. In an exclusive interview with Bodhisattva Ganguly, Schwarzman pointed out how India has literally been a gold mine for Blackstone, outperforming every other market in its portfolio by a wide margin. Acknowledging the disruption caused by President Donald Trump's tariffs, he said that the world will soon adapt to these changes, adding that Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Trump have gotten off to a good start. Check out the full text of Schwarzman Q&A on Money Control, and you can browse through Money Control's full coverage around this exclusive conversation on moneycontrol.com. Jio has partnered with Elon Musk's SpaceX to bring the Starlink satellite internet services to India, reports Money Control. The partnership will enable Jio to offer fast and affordable internet to even the most challenging locations, complementing its existing Jio Air Fiber and Jio Fiber services. Danish Khan reports that Starlink's Jio and Airtel deals could accelerate its regulatory approvals in India. For a deep dive into the implications of these partnerships, also check out Danish's explainer on how the deal could change communications in India altogether. Net equity inflows into mutual funds plummeted 26% to ₹29,303 crore in February as the stock sell-off intensified, reports Abhinav Kaul. Despite the decline, net inflows into open-ended equity funds stayed positive for the 48th month in a row, with SIP contributions remaining steady at ₹25,999 crore. The decline in inflows, however, hit capital market-related stocks, with shares of HDFC Asset Management Company, CAMS, and Angel One falling as much as 3% on Wednesday, reports Money Control. But there is some good news on the economic front. The Indian economy is hitting all the right notes amid the global turmoil, with retail inflation eased to a 7-month low and industrial production rising to an 8-month high, reports Ishan Gera. Retail inflation has cooled to 3.61% in February, its lowest in 7 months, thanks to easing food prices. This drop in inflation could pave the way for another rate cut by the RBI in April. Industrial production surged to 5% in January, its fastest in 8 months. The Indian consumer market continues to attract global investors. Ashwin Mohan broke news late last night of Singapore's Temasek agreeing to buy 9% of Haldiram Snacks for around ₹8,000 crore, valuing the Indian snack giant at $10 billion. This deal makes Temasek the lead investor, with Blackstone and AlphaWave Capital also in the running to pick up additional minority stakes. The transaction may pave the way for Haldiram's eventual IPO. With the US imposing steeper tariffs on steel imports, the Indian steel industry is caught in a heated debate between small and large steelmakers over duties, according to a report by Adrija Chatterjee and Ashwarya Nair. The government is torn between imposing a 25% tariff as demanded by large steelmakers and a 15% levy at the most, which smaller players believe would minimize the impact on production costs. Broadly speaking, however, India is relatively insulated from the US tariffs. Only 7.5% of its steel exports headed to the US in 2023, making it one of the most diversified nations worldwide in terms of steel and aluminium exports, writes Ishan Gera. RBI is stepping up scrutiny of banks' derivative positions in the wake of IndusLand Bank's forex accounting debacle, reports Manish M. Suvarna and Hamsini Karthik. The regulator wants to ensure that banks comply with its derivative trade rules and assess their internal compliance on the treasury front. And finally, Shamika Ravi, a member of Prime Minister's Advisory Council, believes the US tariff threats present an opportunity for India to revamp its trade policies and make for the world, rather than just protecting domestic markets. In an interview with Shweta Punch, Ravi emphasized that India needs to focus on enabling the manufacturing of world-class products and that excessive protectionism can be bad for growth. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.